When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
First off, let's go straight to that story that broke last night, that schools would not reopen on Thursday for pupils with a safety need. We're joined by John Boyne, General Secretary of the INTO. John, Ireland, I think, is the only country in the EU without in-person learning provision for students with special needs. Your members in Northern Ireland are teaching special needs students directly. The public health experts say it's safe. Bearing in mind all those facts, what would you say to the parents of children with special needs who feel that their children have been abandoned?
Well, what I would say, Shane, this morning is that it's really disappointing that it came to this impasse last evening after all the work that we did with government over the summer to get all of the children of Ireland, and you know, all of the children of Ireland are off school at the moment doing remote learning. We got them back for 80 days. And we were outliers for long periods throughout that time as a country. And we continue to be outliers now in a different way, unfortunately, for the children of the parents and the children of
special needs. How were we outliers? Sorry, how were we outliers before?
Well, we were outliers, for example, in the first lockdown when we didn't have proper supports for children with special needs, when all of their face-to-face was withdrawn. Including their therapeutic services, their psychological services, the different campaign advocacy groups weren't able to support them, and teachers weren't able to support them properly throughout that time.
So and that you actually did, to just to clarify, sorry, are you saying that the unions wanted teachers back in school back then? I don't want to get too bogged down what happened 6 months ago, but John, that wasn't the case.
If you recall, actually, Shane, I did an interview on your own programme with yourself, and I think the biggest regret, certainly, that the people involved in this, be it public health department and our union, is that schools, we had no government, remember? We really didn't have a government functioning, so we didn't open in June, and I had been calling throughout that time, if you recall, for a June opening. But we did get opened. I don't think, actually, Shane, to be honest with you now, sorry for interrupting you, that, you know, the culture of blame is going to sort this out. It's a waste of time. We need to focus on fixing the problem here and finding a solution.
But you had a framework agreed. The unions had agreed a framework with the minister. The reality is here, your members rebelled. That is the reality. The government has brought in a lot of the things you've called for: pregnant teachers working from home, speedy application for the childcare team, flexible working arrangements for high risk staff, unpaid leave for those who have childcare needs. What more can the government actually do? And sorry, I should stress, public health experts telling your members that it's safe to go back into school.
But Shane, that is the key point. I'm glad you mentioned it. So this Monday, just 2 days ago, three eminent health experts told over 16,000 SNAs and teachers that what happens in the community happens in school. With numbers like these, schools are threatened. The virus is most active in 20 to 50-year-olds. We heard last evening that the numbers had dropped.
John, I have to cut across you. That is a very selective representation of what the public experts said. The public experts said that it was safe for schools in small numbers to reopen. And our understanding from texts from listeners is who were at that webinar, they were derided for saying that.
Shane, there's a heightened level of anxiety among everybody in Ireland at the moment. everybody is devastated that our country is in the state that it's in, where last week we were at the highest levels in the world. The number of infection rates are still huge. The numbers in ICU are the highest that they have been. So we need to get the numbers down. And we asked for last evening, and I think this is really, really important for your listeners, we asked, and we had a meeting with the department yesterday, and all of the other stakeholders there were extremely nervous about reopening this week. We asked for a rethink in relation to this week. Government has made a decision now that it's not going to be happening this week. And I think it behoves everybody now to get back in. We work so closely together throughout that time. And instead of blaming each other, to work towards finding a solution so that all of the children of Ireland get back to school as soon as possible. And I believe that that is possible. There's a target date of the 1st of February, whether that's achievable or not. But certainly if the numbers continue to drop, and we need to be optimistic about this. And for those parents, I'll tell you one thing. The Teachers of Ireland did so much for those 80 days, and they cannot wait to get back to safe schools. And they will be
all right, children will
be back with them.
All right, we do have to leave there. John Boyle, General Secretary of the INTO, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
And staying with this and for more on it, we're joined now by Andy Pike, Forces Head of Education and Forces Represent Special Needs Assistance. Andy, there are two sets of needs in competition here, the needs of the SNAs and that of vulnerable children with special needs. Why do you believe it's the needs of the SNAs that need to be prioritised?
Well, there are indeed competing sets of needs here. We fully understand the position of parents and the constitutional right for the provision of education. Those working with SNA, special needs assistance, over the years have consistently found common cause on the need for the state to really up its game in terms of its SEN provision and ratification of the UN Convention on the Rights of the Disabled. That's clearly something we've supported for many, many years. Alongside that right is also the right to the provision of a safe working environment. And that's where, to be honest, we've run into real difficulties with the public health messaging in that throughout the period of school reopening from late August through to September, we've engaged with our membership on the basis that the data we have indicates that COVID positive tests in schools are running at a level that's slightly below or below community.
Yes, but Andy, the public health doctors, you heard Shane there saying the public health doctors have said it is safe to open our schools in small numbers. There is nobody, myself included, or any other member of you know, the workforce in this country who goes to work without any degree of risk. It doesn't exist at the moment. There are nurses going into to hospitals every day where they are at risk, but the risk to the nurses is offset by the benefit to the patients. How can we justify that we are not looking after these most vulnerable of our children?
Well, the situation with staff in the health sector is they've been essential workers since the onset of the pandemic. It was only last Friday that very belatedly and quietly education staff were designated as essential workers. Staff in the health sector, let's just look at staff in disability services, they are subject to much more stringent infection control measures and have much better standards of PPE than an SNA would ever see. We had a 4-month fight, literally, just to get advice that SNA should, without fail, be provided with the basic face mask, the first rung on the ladder. And that was only issued on the 7th of January.
And you know what? Most people in workplaces are wearing face masks and are not necessarily provided with them by their employers. I wear a face mask. My employer has nothing to do with what face mask I wear. With the greatest respect to you, what's been looked for here is quite specific. You don't want a small number of students and teachers going into schools. You want to wait a little while till millions, you know, people are on the move around the country. It makes no sense. And is this not more about one group of school workers not wanting to do something that a different group of school workers is not being asked to do?
I think that what I would say, it's about, can the government reopen schools with a workforce that's confident to go back? And the message that came through to us very, very clearly when we put these proposals to members over the past 3 days is that they're not confident. There's genuine fear and anxiety out there. We've never been subject to the amount of contacts that we've had on this issue. I think every SNA has been in touch with us at least once over the last 3 days. The overwhelming message, far more so than in the spring when there was controversy around SNA redeployments, is that there was no confidence in the approach the government set out. Now, as a union that represents SNAs and the only voice they have, we absolutely have to take cognizance of that and say to the government, there's a real problem with confidence in the approach you've suggested.
Unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much for speaking to us. That is Andy Pike there, Head of Education at Forza.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.